This is the Tom Likas Show.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand if you just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And as we are every Tuesday, live at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we are joined, in this case, by family law attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Good to see you, Tom. What's going on?
Not much. You tell me. What's happening?
Well, it looks like we survived Valentine's Day.
Oh, I knew I would survive it. It's the women who aren't going to survive it because they've been essentially used in the human grab bag.
Well, I got to tell you, Tom, the thing that you talked about, you know, bailing out before and so forth, or bailing out before Christmas, certainly very sensible. I remember talking to some police friends that I had, and they were saying, you know, that there's a really big jump in incidents around the holidays and Mother's Day also, things like that. I mean, you basically get this group of people that are related, obviously, family members that, you know, basically don't really like each other all that much. And have years and years of, you know, disagreements and rivalries and all kinds of stuff. And they get together and they end up getting into fights. It's actually a very busy day for cops. And what I found in my work in the past couple of days is a real increase in the number of particularly women who are ready to get divorced now.
Really?
You know, one of the things that happens, and this is really true, I mean, Tom, crazy as it is, and I read this book a few years ago, and I got to tell you, it couldn't be any worse if you tried. You know, the Hollywood studios and their infinite wisdom released 50 Shades of Grey on Valentine's Day. And, you know, basically, you know, you as a man are being dragged to this movie by your girlfriend or your wife or whatever she is. And, you know, one way or another, you're a big fucking disappointment, okay?
Right.
She's looking at a guy who, you know, is a movie star. So he's 100 times better looking than you. He's much richer. He's much more successful. And, you know, she's sort of getting into this imagination for a few hours, which is great. And instead of, you know, going home and, you know, making the best of it, she's going home with an attitude.
Right.
She's saying, look at my fucking life and what I should have had and what I could have had. And these guys really do exist. And I'm not meeting him because I'm with you and you're a loser and, you know, that sort of thing. And it certainly sets the bar very, very high. I think the ones that are most fascinating, and this is another classic conversation, you know, on some level, the average guy is kind of an Asperger's in a way, you know. The woman says, you know, well, my birthday, that's not such a big deal to me. You know, don't do anything. It embarrasses me.
Right.
And the guy goes, okay, check. you know, she just told me she doesn't want me to do anything for her birthday, and so I won't. And, you know, you're supposed to know that no means yes and yes means maybe. And, you know, you're supposed to actually not only realize that she didn't really mean that when she told you that, but in fact, she wants you to do a lot for her birthday. She's going to be furious if you don't.
It's a test.
Yeah, but it's nonsense.
Well, it is nonsense. But guys have to understand that when you're being told, I don't want anything for my birthday, it is manipulation of the highest order.
Of
it
course.
Is a test to see how you will react.
And worse, you know, not only are you supposed to realize that that's the test and that she didn't really mean it, you're supposed to even then read her mind.
Right.
And you're supposed to know what she actually does want you to do for her birthday. So when you're told these things, and this is especially true on holidays like Valentine's Day, where, I don't know who you are, I don't know what your finances are, But your average person, you know, these Tiffany bracelets and promise rings and all this other shit. You know, your average half-decent guy is going to come home with some flowers or maybe one of those chocolate hearts or whatever. Honey, I love you, you know. Then she watches Christian Grey taking Anastasia Steele in his private jet, you know, for lunch in Paris. And she goes, "You asshole, you don't love me. I can't believe it. I'm so disappointed in my life. And this wasn't supposed to happen." And meanwhile, her friends are sitting there, you know, with the texting all the time, waiting, you know, "What did he get you? What did he get you? What did he get you?"
Right?
And she writes back, "Asshole bought me this lousy box of chocolates, probably $12. I can't believe it." And, you know, for all the talk about romantic love, and, you know, Tom, you always talk about this with the requesting a prenuptial, and the woman says, you know, "That's not romantic, and why do you want a prenup?" And
let me correct you there. I never request a prenuptial. Yeah. It's a precondition.
I know, but it was not romantic. That was the point.
That's right.
Yes, well, apparently
women... Neither is marriage.
Well, it's fascinating, but the woman who loves you and it's not romantic takes the ring you bought her and gets it appraised, you know?
Right. And that's why I tell guys, if you're going to be stupid enough to get engaged, get her a CZ ring.
Oh, please, Tom.
Get her a 1.5-carat CZ ring. Yeah. She'll find out it was CZ when she's getting ready to leave.
She's going to find out it's CZ the next day when she goes to get it appraised. Don't forget the amount that the ring cost is how much you love her. Okay?
Well, the engagement rings are divorce insurance, as you know.
There's no doubt about it. There's sort of this thing in the Middle East with these, it's very beautiful, these Yemeni women, and they wear all kinds of gold and jewelry on their head and on their face, and it's like this whole thing that they wear on their body. It's very, you know, it's wonderfully decorative, and they have these like classical pictures. Well, it turns out that there's a reason for all this, which is that when the husband divorces you, he throws the woman out of the tent or whatever, and she gets to leave with whatever she's got on. And that's it.
Oh.
Well, so there she is wearing all this jewelry and gold at all times. So when her husband ever dumps her, she's got all this shit to live off of, you know. And it is kind of a classic tale. I remember this in the book Heartburn, which was made into a movie, that, you know, she went straight to the jewelers and cashed in her engagement ring, diamond, in order to hire a lawyer to get a divorce. And I've seen it even worse with some lawyers, that the client actually doesn't show up with the cash. She shows up with the ring. She actually gives it to you and gets you to cash it in or whatever.
Now, I'm going to ask you an offbeat question here.
Oh, dear.
Having to do with these engagement rings, okay? Now, if you buy someone a CZ ring, she thinks it's a diamond ring. Do you have any legal obligation? Like, could you be accused of fraud or worse?
I don't know, man. I'm not so sure.
Really?
I don't think that's going to work. I think that's going to be her problem, tell you the truth.
Well, yeah. Be like the last laugh. Yeah, go ahead, take this ring and cash it in so you can hire an attorney, honey. Good luck to you.
I really don't think it's such a good idea, Tom. Seriously. This thing about getting the CZ ring or whatever. Women are way too savvy now.
What's she going to do? Break up with me?
You know, there are those who would
I thought it was
that,
about love, honey.
No, but there are those that would consider that a disaster, Tom.
Well, getting married is a disaster.
No, but you always seem ready to get out of the relationship at the first sign of trouble, you know?
And by the way, the best thing to do is not to get into the relationship, then that's not an issue. Mm. You know, we did a story on Money Monday. We talked about financial infidelity. There's a lot of articles written about financial infidelity. And what it boils down to is it's all the shopping addicts, the women who take your credit card and go out and buy all this shit and then they hide the receipts. Or it's the guy who's a gambler who takes all the money out of the checking account, like bets the rent and things like that. And how common this is.
Well, the financial infidelity generally is not the guy gambling. It's the other side of it. What you end up happening, which I think is remarkable, and a lot of guys tolerate this for years, basically, you know, you talk about community property, so your salary is half hers, okay. But nowadays, she works too. And from her point of view, her salary is mad money.
Right.
Okay? So what's yours is hers, and what's hers is hers. And so, you know, especially if you get involved, God help you, with a single mother, okay, she's giving money to her good-for-nothing children, and she's buying herself, you know, 10 million purses and shoes and belts and all the shit accessories that women love to spend money on. But that's her money. Then she's spending your money as well. And when you talk about financial infidelity, Tom, I have a couple of cases now, and this really amazes me. I don't know about people with being in denial or procrastination or whatever it is, but there are people that separate from a marriage and just never hire a lawyer, never file anything, never get divorced. And then literally years and years go by, and they're like technically, legally still married to that other person. That other person, who knows what they're doing? I've had a couple of guys tell me now that the wife ran up all kinds of debts. She had surgery. She had all kinds of crazy expenses or whatever. And the creditors, you know, they're ruthless. They'll go after you. Technically, you're still her husband. You could be on the hook for God knows what. And when you talk about women today, I mean, women, I don't think, generally, have a sense of money. If you meet a single woman in her 30s, generally, she's got tons and tons of debt. You know, they don't save. They're not savers. They never were. So the idea when you talk about financial infidelity, I mean, you talk about this evil guy who obviously is addicted to drugs or gambling or whatever. I think, honestly, Tom, it's usually the opposite. Usually the husband is working really hard and unaware of what's going on, and the wife's got all this debt that's concealed and these credit accounts that he doesn't know about or whatever. When you talk about marriage, it really truly is partnership. It's legal partnership. And if I'm your partner, Tom, and I'm crazy and I run up all kinds of debts for the business, and then I disappear, you know, who's on the hook? My partner. You're my partner. We're responsible to each other. I don't see how people don't realize that. A lot of guys, you know, get into these relationships with women, and you see the raw immaturity of them. I mean, you see that they don't have a mature thought process, which brings me back to the Valentine's Day thing. There are a number of women in particular who've been calling me for the past few days that want a divorce. They're ready to file. They're really pissed, and they're saying, "Blah blah blah. You won't believe this asshole bought me this not expensive thing for Valentine's." And I say, "What do you say, Tom?" I'm playing it back. I say, But Melissa, isn't it about love?" She goes, "Well, he bought me these shitty earrings. They probably were a couple hundred bucks, you know?" And I go, "Well, you know, isn't it the thought that counts? And you love the guy, right? And you have a child with him. I mean, you're sitting there calculating how much he spent on you? I mean, what if he was, you know, economizing? And didn't you tell him it didn't matter and you didn't really want anything, you know?" And you see how confused the thought process is. And I think in particular, Tom, and this goes to the foreign-born versus American-born women, I think that American-born in particular women are very, very, very financially focused from a very young age. And, you know, that's this thing I was talking about, 50 Shades of Grey. This was called mommy porn, okay? Here you have kind of a spin-off from Twilight, which was the vampire books. Well, this English woman wrote these actually three books about this guy who's this businessman, and he's very, very kinky, and he spanks her, and he ties her up, and he does all this shit. And apparently, and I haven't seen the movie, God help me, but, you know, I did read the books. Apparently, the emphasis in the movies, in this new movie, is on the money, because he's supposed to be a billionaire. So in the story, as they tell it, the sex thing is de-emphasized. it's there, but it's kind of in the background. The exciting thing is that he's buying her cars, and he's buying her apartments, and he's taking her in the helicopters and exotic vacations and whatnot. And this whining and dining and free spending on her is what is attracting her. And essentially, the whole sex thing, the kinky sex thing, is essentially something that she's putting up with. That's not something she wanted at all. She's not really inclined to that. It's how an American woman views a relationship. The sex is kind of an inconvenience. I mean, remember you used to say, Tom, that you like dating a woman and like after, you know, her, you know, conditions are all met, it's like you won Powerball and she finally has sex with you or whatever?
Right.
Well, no less so in this case.
Exactly.
Guys got to be careful with expectations, man.
But yeah, what did that movie gross? $96 million over the weekend?
Number one.
Yeah, but it might have been another one. There's number one and there's number one. Sometimes the number one movie grossed $30 million.
Did you see the reviews, Tom?
The reviews do not matter. Just like reviews for porn didn't matter. This is female pornography.
Yeah, but the pornography ultimately was not the sex. That's the whole craziness of it.
All it has to do is get them aroused, even if it is the money.
But what is it that aroused them? What aroused them is the guy's rich.
Right. And it made $96 million. $96 million. Did I see the reviews? Come on. Did you see the reviews of Debbie Does Dallas? It doesn't matter.
The thing is that, you know, in the book, it's like Twilight. She's this plain Jane, okay? She's a virgin, by the way, at like 23 or something. She's supposed to be a college student. And her roommate gets sick. And so she goes in her place to interview this industrialist for the school paper.
Right.
I kid you not, okay? So he sees her. And he's immediately smitten, okay? He's 26, gorgeous, ripped muscles, unbelievable. His mother was a crack whore, okay? And he grew up abused, but he's a billionaire by 26. By the way, what he exactly does, not very clear. Now, the youngest billionaire in the world right now is Mark Zuckerberg, who did Facebook, right? And he's kind of a little, you know, nerdy and whatnot, okay? This guy looks like he's pumping iron every day.
Right. But again, this is a fiction. It's fantasy. And women love fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
And they love softcore porn with very little explicit sex. That's what women like. I mean, the thing is, this movie was perfectly made to reach its
target demographic.
Its target audience. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
They knew exactly what they were doing. By the way, one of the producers of this film is a fan of ours.
And really?
Yes.
I love it.
He is a regular listener.
I love it.
And he has produced
mega props,
some
man.
High-quality films and TV shows. He's a big deal.
All right. Well,
and
I hope he took some inspiration from the things we say.
This movie didn't have to be great. It just had to hit the mark with the audience. And the audience is, you know, women that you wouldn't want to be playing Jeopardy with, okay?
The problem is if this is what they are aspiring to and fantasizing about, they're going to be very disappointed in reality. Okay.
Well, just like women who aspire to be Kim Kardashian.
Well, that's even more disgusting.
But come on. The reason Kim Kardashian is a billionaire is because of all these women who buy what she sells. They buy all the stuff she designs. They get her debit card.
Yeah, but she's fat, okay? Hold on.
You forget. It's women who are her fans, not men.
So she's relatable. Fat women look at her and say, I could be her. And she still gets the rich guy. She still gets the clothes and all the other shit. And it doesn't seem like she has to work.
And she is the ultimate female fantasy besides 50 Shades of Grey. Kim Kardashian appears to do absolutely nothing.
Right.
Gets paid hundreds of millions of dollars just for having cameras following around the house. When you are having a muffin, okay, but, you know. This is what women want, that they want to get paid to do absolutely nothing, to be the center of attention, to have babies and showers, big weddings.
That makes relationships today in the modern world a complete farce.
Of course, they are a complete farce, is what I say every day.
The reality is that when you do get married, no matter what your relationship is, no matter how terrific the woman is, if this is her aspiration, okay, one way or another, after about 6 months, she's going to be sick and tired of you, okay?
Right.
She's going to say, you fucked up my life. I'm miserable. I don't get to shop. I don't get to take planes. I'm not famous. I've got...
Right.
So you're a big disappointment.
That's right. Okay. Not to mention the fact there's a lot of men who had sex in the last 4 days who are sloppy seconds after their girlfriends or wives turn the seat in the theater into a sloppy second. watching what was going on the screen.
I'm telling you, Tom, he takes her out on the first date, and she drinks too much and vomits on him, okay? He finds this adorable and buys her an apartment,
right.
Okay?
There we go.
Now, let me ask you something, Tom.
Yep.
Of all the women you've taken out on the first date, even if they slept with you and she didn't, they don't have sex for a really long time, okay? Did you buy any of them apartments?
No, but you see, it's the female fantasy.
Okay, what fucking guy, okay? I read about George Soros. He's a billionaire.
Right.
One of the richest men in the world, lives in England.
Yeah.
He was dating this much, much younger chick for years.
Right.
And he finally bought her an apartment or something. And then they broke up and he was suing her to get it back. Now, remember the guy who owned the Clippers?
Right.
He bought that Stevia.
The Stiviano.
Stiviano. He bought her an apartment, right?
Right.
But he was with her for like 5 years, and the wife is suing to get it back or whatever.
Right.
This guy buys her an apartment on the first date.
Right.
Stupid.
But it's a fantasy.
Stupid.
It's a fantasy.
If guys watch Playboy Channel and think that they're going to end up marrying one of these Playboy playmates, right? Then when they meet an actual woman, they're going to be disappointed,
right?
Men do
not fantasize about getting married. Men watch the Playboy Channel or other porn.
But get a playmate. I don't know.
They would like to meet a woman like this, will immediately take her clothes off, have sex, and then there would be no strings attached, no attachment. That's the male fantasy.
Then how come a man is able to process that and recognize that that's fantasy, and here he's dating a regular woman, and he accepts that? How come a woman is watching 50 Shades, and she's pissed off that the real world isn't like the TV show?
Well, because the reality is that the women who get apartments bought for them are way more attractive than they are. And so whether these women know it or not, it's forcing them to face their shortcomings. You're never going to meet a billionaire who is going to buy you an apartment. It's never going to happen. And if it does, you're a lot more attractive than the average person going to see that movie.
I don't know.
By the way, people have been taking pictures of the lines and tweeting them.
What, like the Apple Store?
and you had to see the heifers who were waiting in line to see this movie. I'll bet they never sold so much popcorn in their lives. These movie theaters.
Nice.
Oh, boy. So, 50 Shades of Grey. That's it. That's what women want. They want to be dating billionaires who buy them things and fly them in private planes.
Yeah, right.
Then you come home to your loser husband who works at the post office.
See?
And then you're like, why can't you be like
Oh, man.
Yep.
I saw it on Facebook. Women were posting, where's my Christian Grey? I want my Christian Grey.
Right.
Isn't it like, I want my MTV?
Well, you're about 80 pounds away, sweetheart. So you just sit there and wait. Hang by your thumbs waiting. Good luck.
Oh, man.
It's like all these women who... we've talked about this on the show so many times. These women who get all upset when a particular celebrity turns out to be gay.
Oh, no.
The one I remember was Ricky Martin. I'll never forget.
Oh, no.
But long before we figured out that he was gay, there were rumors that he was gay. And, I've been around the entertainment business and the record industry and all that. So I remember that one of my exes had a fat friend with a terrible perm and bad skin and hairy arms, literally. And she was sitting with my ex, and they were having a drink or whatever. And I came into the room, and she said something about Ricky Martin. I said, well, too bad he's gay.
Oh,
and
no.
This woman started crying.
How can you say that?
No. I said, what makes you think you would ever meet Ricky Martin or that he would lay a hand on you even if he was straight? What makes you think that?
Well, I heard they were also mad when they got married. A lot of women were angry when Clooney got married to that lawyer from England.
Right.
That somehow that took him off the market. So, like, she lost her chance at him.
Right.
It was like she was going to marry George Clooney, except this bitch got him first. You
right.
Know? Yeah, right. Okay.
That's right. And these are the women who read People and In Touch and Us Weekly, and they watch Entertainment Tonight, and they think they live in the world with these people, and they're going to marry them, and they're going to date them. Yeah, and then George Clooney makes it worse on himself when he's out dating waitresses or whatever he was out dating before he got married. Then women really get the idea that they could get a chance at him.
Right.
You know, by the way, same thing with athletes. You know, these women try to find out what bars the athletes are hanging out at,
when they show up. And gorgeous. I don't know, man.
But you have to see. I used to hang out, at the locker room of the L.A. Kings. I used to hang out at the chairman's room, the private bar where Jack Nicholson hangs out during the Laker games, under the lower bowl of Staples Center on the same level with the locker rooms. And you had to see some of these women who had a lot of miles on the odometer, all tarted up in there, waiting to see what players would be coming out of the locker room. You know,
I remember your story was the women at the Rod Stewart concert in Seattle.
In Seattle.
That thought they were going to marry the Doobie Brothers. That was your line.
Yes, well, and so here was, first of all, this concert at best was two-thirds full, and I don't think it was that full. Okay, yeah. It was pretty empty at the Key Arena, and there was Rod Stewart, and these 65-year-old women in these BB tops and everything.
Oh, man.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. Don't you see they're going to hate their husbands? That's the problem.
What husbands?
Well, that's you.
The husbands left a long time ago in this case.
They're going to hate you as their boyfriend. That's the point. They're going to be chronically dissatisfied.
That's how I know I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing about trading up and hypergamy, which is a woman marrying up or marrying a richer guy or whatever. You know, if you think about particularly the Catholic conception that you get married and there's no divorce and you're married for life, it's like one way or another, as the woman in particular, this is your husband and do the best you can. And in our culture, it's a starter husband. So the woman's still thinking, okay, I'll spend a few years with this guy and we'll see what happens. And, you know, I can always get rid of him and start again. You know, I've got another chance or whatever.
That's right.
That's a sick way of looking at life.
Right. Well, people with the starter homes, it's the same thing, you know.
Even the starter home is a joke.
It is a joke. And yet people still want to do that shit. But, you know, the idea of a starter husband, women openly talk about this. Have you ever searched that phrase online, starter husband?
No, starter husband's no joke.
Oh, no. I mean, that is, I don't know the exact number, but there have to be millions of references to the phrase starter husband online. Millions of them. And that's because, you know, so many women do think that way. They do think that, well, I'll try. I'm 23. I'll try marrying this guy. If it doesn't work out, I'll still be young enough to find somebody else and have kids with him.
Right. I still have an opportunity.
Right.
Well, I don't know what to say. And then the bottom line is I'm telling you, coming off of what we just saw with particularly Valentine's Day, there's just no way. There's just no happiness there. They're just coming off, and they're just pissed off, and they're angry, and they're upset, and that's it. And there's no fixing it. It's amazing. They're totally dissatisfied. And whatever the guy did, and you could see, okay, he wasn't the, you know, Mr. Most Romantic in the whole world, but at the same time, they couldn't be more angry. They're so angry.
Right?
So, I don't know. I don't see how you could ever work that out. You could ever keep up with that. I think it's futile.
Never let angry move into your house. Never give angry the key to your place. Never let angry be your additional card member on American Express. Just don't do that. You solve the problem.
Oh, dear.
I don't see why it's so complicated for people. They have to spend, and they have to kowtow, and they have to put their balls in a jar. I don't get it. I don't get it. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. Adam Sachs is here, as family law attorney Adam Sachs. And that means if you have questions for him, we're talking about legal questions here. If you have questions for him about marriage, about divorce, about separation, about child custody, about prenuptial agreements, postnuptial agreements, if you have questions about restraining orders, all the things that just say L-O-V-E. You can call us here right now at this number, okay? You can call and talk to Adam at 901-3000-TOM. You can dial right now, 901-3000-TOM. Adam has free legal advice for you right now if you call 901-3000-TOM. 866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Webinars by Dennis are back with Secrets of Self-Employment and Success Not Taught in School.
Webinars by Dennis could be exactly what you need to get on the road to financial success. In his 30 years as a consultant and tax professional, Dennis has seen it all, breaking down the books of hundreds of clients and even helping people like you start their own business ventures. And with that experience, he's developed a trusted reputation as having a unique and insightful look at both the successes and pitfalls of those seeking to attain personal wealth. And now he's sharing his knowledge with you in a series of videos packed full of experiences, anecdotes, and practical tricks of the trade that can help you find that business angle that's been eluding you. Watch them on your PC, Mac, or smartphone and become inspired to succeed in the way you've always dreamed. Just go to webinarsbydennis.com. That's webinarsbydennis.com. You could be one video away from living the dream.
If you missed the Gary and Dino show number 517, it went a little something like this.
The man with the 132-pound scrotum.
She's eating a meat sandwich, and she looks like she's about to gag on a cob.
And by the way, he was crapping through a tube and everything.
Jesus Christ, I have not heard the word nutsack so much since the night I got married.
Dog balls.
I'm twerking off.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking a lot about me and a lot about nutsack.
The ass wiping and the farting.
Yeah.
You guys just keep doing it.
Basically, where we take shit and we make it into shit, but just more nice, tolerable, and edible shit.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Like a Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking-on-air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
Hammer time.
Yeah, it's a Tom Likas show. 901-3000-TOM. That is our telephone number. A reminder, if you are using a Tom Likas Show app other than TuneIn, it is illegal.
You will be sorry.
There is a cease and desist order against MVP Media, and we're going to be shutting this guy down. If you are listening on that app right now, you should know that this app has nothing to do with our show, nothing to do with us. This is someone who's trying to take our listeners. In the past, he has sold advertising and put it on this app. And it wasn't really clear to people. They thought they were listening to an approved app. The Tom Likas Show app has not come out yet. And if you are listening on an app that is not called TuneIn, we're asking that you delete that app right now. And we're using every technological means and every legal means to shut this motherfucker down. And we're on that right now. So, again, if you are listening on an app, could you also drop us a line and let us know? Write to me at tom@blowmeuptom.com. tom@blowmeuptom.com. All right? Thank you. All right, it's 901-3000-TOM. We are here with Adam Sachs. It's his bonus. I mean, he's doing something illegal, Adam. It's illegal.
No, but we're not going to get angry at listeners, right?
I'm not angry at listeners.
Because you said you were going to get a list of who downloaded it.
Oh, I am going to get a list of who downloaded it, but the purpose is to prove the damages that were done to us.
Okay.
That's the purpose.
If my name is on the download list, I'd be okay.
Yes. How do you... My name is on the download list.
Yeah, well, you're not going to sue yourself.
No, but the point is to prove that, how much damage we have suffered from this, we're going to need a list of all the people who downloaded.
I thought I could call the guy and reason with him.
You cannot reason with this guy. He does not understand copyright law.
I thought he's a misguided fan, you know?
Whatever he is, I told him we are going to sue you. And he's telling me to put things in writing. I'm not putting anything in writing. My attorney will do the writing. not me. So he got a cease and desist. He had 7 days. The 7 days have expired.
Hey.
And now this guy is going to find out that I'm not fucking around.
It's sad. You know, he's going to lose everything. I don't understand these people.
I swear my goal is to put him out of business. My attorney gave a list. I should show you this letter. He gave me a list of all of the ways my rights are being violated. I mean, you're an attorney, but the average person would shit their pants if they got a letter like this. Okay? My opinion, this guy is so stupid.
He's being serious denial.
I mean, imagine, like, he just thinks if something is freely available, that you have the right to stream it. So, all right, fine, I'm coming out with my NBC4 app from the new normal. I'm going to broadcast the contents of NBC4 24 hours a day. And be on my app. I'll put my Amazon banner in there, and I'll put some other links to stuff I care about.
Was doing that. Remember they were buying antennas or something?
It went to Aereo, and the Supreme Court put them out of business.
Yes, no shit.
You cannot retransmit that stuff and not pay the creators of the content. You can't do it. There was a Supreme Court decision. You know about
it. Yes, of course.
Lots of people know about it. Just because something can be listened to freely, we give each listener a license to listen.
Right.
But when they listen, if you read the terms of use on the website, it's very specific. It says you have the license to listen, but you can't retransmit it.
Right.
Can't create an app to retransmit it.
You can't
none of that.
Aggregate it.
Yeah, you can't aggregate it. You can't put a microphone up to the speaker and then send it out. You get none of that. You can't do any of that. And this guy either can't read or won't read, or he's so arrogant.
I don't know.
We're going to see how stupid he probably is.
Well, very stupid. But my experience has been that, you know, you tell these people they're going to lose their house or whatever, you're going to really screw them good, and they don't take it seriously.
Right.
And then you do it to them.
And by the way, this guy needs to know. There will be no settlement.
Well, this is what
Once I sue him, we will not be open to a settlement because I'm going for the business,
I know.
His home,
this
and whatever
what I'm talking
else he's
about.
Got.
I've been in that position where then I start taking the guy's house away. I start really putting it to him. And he's, like, calling me on the phone finally, crying.
Please.
What are you doing to me? Don't do it to me. I'm losing out on my children.
That's right.
And you go, like, dude, I warned you, you know. You had more than fair opportunity. It's a very serious problem.
Yeah.
People don't really see it until it's right in their face.
Right. And, you know, because we have the kind of a product that doesn't stack up on a shelf. You know, if somebody broke into a bank and stole $100 bills, everybody goes, well, that person is stealing.
He's going to walk out with a television set.
Right. But when we create something that's ephemeral, it's intangible.
Content.
Yes, but it's intellectual property. Emphasis on the word property. And just because we let people listen to it doesn't mean they can then cash in on that and to create their own apps and put their own advertising in there. No, I just can't believe how stupid some people are.
Don't you remember when the MPAA... had those ads at the beginning of movies.
Yeah.
And they showed a guy go into a video store and steal a DVD.
Right.
And they said, you wouldn't steal a DVD, you know, but when you're downloading it, you know, you're doing the same thing.
Right.
And the public doesn't really understand that in some ways, but this guy knows what he's doing. He's no fool.
Yeah, well, we're going to see if he's a fool. We'll find out very soon. Alex in Alameda, California. You are here with Adam Sachs on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Hey, Adam.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Hey, my question was about how to protect yourself from false allegations of infidelity and rape.
Oh, God. You know, this is that new thing, you know, that law they passed, yes means yes, you know that whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was just getting really disgusted lately about all the professional athletes and college players that have been, you know, falsely accused of...
Right.
Well...
Couldn't you just go nail chicks at another college? Get around that?
Go to another state or something.
If you're going to Berkeley, don't nail any chicks from Berkeley. Go to the Stanford campus.
Go to Oakland or whatever.
Nail them there.
Good thinking. See, Tom always has a plan.
I always have plan B.
Well, I mean, you know what's going on.
I'm just looking to see how to protect myself because I think, you know, there are so many girls out there that are trying to get a payday. I mean, if they find out you have money.
I know, it's really true. And even if you don't have money, I think that a lot of it is spiteful. You know, there's a great poster, which is something like, to a woman, it's like, just because you regret it the next day doesn't mean it was rape, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, there are stories, and we know this throughout history, of psychotic men who, you know, grab a woman and, you know, pull her into somewhere and fuck her against her will. Okay, that's rape for sure, and that's disgusting. And Tom and I have always said, and I know Tom's repeated this 100 times on the air, that should be punished to the fullest extent, you know? But then you have this whole kind of gray area where they talk about, which was very big when I was growing up, was the new thing was called date rape, right? Where the woman knew the guy or they went on a date together and maybe they were even kissing and fooling around and then like the guy, quote unquote, wouldn't stop, you know? But the other kind of situation, which I think is extremely common, is where, you know, the woman is, you know, intoxicated or whatever. The guy is too, maybe. They, you know, go back to the room. They fool around. They have sex, whatever. And then in the morning, and this is kind of like the thing, the woman does what we always call the walk of shame. Right, Tom?
Exactly.
And she has to pick up her clothes off the floor.
The perp walk.
The perp walk. Okay, that's another good one. So she does the perp walk, walk of shame, picking up her panties off the ground and, you know, going to the bathroom and trying to, like, you know, brush her teeth with her finger, you know, putting a little toothpaste on her finger. And, you know, then she sort of rethinks what happened. And this is especially so if you don't call her the next day. You know, that she then starts to talk to her freaking girlfriends, and all of a sudden it escalates where she starts to be more and more convinced, and it's self-reinforcing, that she's been raped. And there's a whole world out there. There's a whole bunch of websites and women's magazines and consciousness things and even freshman orientation in school, in university, where they're telling the girl, you're going to be a victim. It's very likely that you're going to be raped. And rape happens all the time. And they even do psychodramas where they have situations where the students act out different things. And they say, you know, was the woman raped? And maybe the woman says, well, I don't think so. And they go, no, yes, she was. Yes, she was. Because although she consented, she was under the influence of alcohol. So she couldn't really have meaningfully consented. So, I mean, you've got to be much more
aware. By the way, that would be a great DUI argument, wouldn't it?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was drunk, but I didn't know what I was doing.
Excellent.
So, therefore, how can you convict me? I'm an alcoholic. I have a disease. And so, therefore, you can't convict me of anything. I'm disabled.
All right. Well, you come with me to court. We'll give that a whirl. We'll see how the judges feel about that one.
But it's the same logic. I was going to say that the sad thing is, though, even if you're not actually convicted of being raped, of conviction of raping a girl, your reputation is tarnished. So what?
Oh.
I mean, does the guy have any legal recourse?
No, absolutely. In university, you know, you get expelled right away. Your name is published, not hers. You're thrown out of everything. My favorite, you know, sick example is what happened to the lacrosse players in North Carolina some years ago, where their names were, you know, publicly put on. The person had completely lied. Her identity was protected. It was finally released by the guy sitting next to me over here. Mangum? I can't remember her name.
Crystal Gale Mangum.
There you go. And this is, you know, Tom was the one who was the first national person broadcasting to expose her name. But the bottom line is that, you know, this ends up being something that sticks to these people. It hurts their lives. And, you know, they had to hire lawyers and deal with the whole crazy humiliation of it. And then eventually it's like, oh, that was a mistake. You can go, you know. So in terms of, you know, if I was talking to you as a young man or whatever, you're going out and fooling around with girls, you have to be very aware of circumstances. It may not be a very good idea to have sex, particularly on the first meeting or the first date. That's probably a mistake. I mean, I'm sorry, Tom. It's just true, you know? If you look at the circumstances in terms of being with someone when they're intoxicated, particularly when you're intoxicated, You have to also think about who has seen you. In other words, do you have one of your buddies who saw the girl with you kissing you and consenting? Or is it something that there's just the two of you are alone? Especially...
Or you just give them the business card that says Gray Enterprises, and I have my plane parked at the airport, and I just came in to have sex with you and leave.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good idea if you have a plane. But, I mean, if you think about the circumstance of, you know, you being alone with her completely under the circumstance of meeting and going out and having sex and everything, then it's just going to be, you know, he said, she said, your word against her. And you know very well that women cry and women freak out and, you know, they dealt with very, very sympathetically. And, you know, she's in this situation that she has, like we talk about Christian Grey. You know, she has a fantasy that you're going to be this billionaire and you're going to take her away and, you know, buy her clothes or whatever. And it turns out that you just fuck her and then don't call her. And she may seek some sort of revenge on you. And I have heard it said by many women today, you know, all my ex-boyfriends are an income stream. And you go, what? You know? I mean, women are looking for ways to get money. And you see how athletes, Tom always talks about the professional athletes, a lot of them have become targets where they're paying money to various women for, you know, shutting up or for these illegitimate children that they have. You'd be surprised how many celebrities have, you know, several kids that no one hears about because of these women that are demanding payments and so forth. And some stupidity when they, you know, had sex with some random chick without a condom or whatever. So, I mean, I would just... Sorry?
It's always a good maneuver to kind of protect yourself on social media, right? I mean,
by the way, a good record of her...
Too much identity.
No, but not only that. When you have a record of her texting you, and you text her back, and you say, you know, I'm coming over, and she says, you know, come over, bring some wine, that shows that, you know, she was consenting, that she wanted you to come over, and then you kind of have at least a little bit of a paper trail. You know, one of the things that they talk about in this law, which was passed, yes means yes, is you're literally supposed to say it. And I actually saw where they made a kind of a video to demonstrate this, and the guy is literally, you know, putting his arm around her, and he says, can I put my arm around you? And the girl says, yes, I like that. And then he goes, you know, I'm unbuttoning your shirt, is that okay? Can I touch you on the breast? And she's like, yes, I like that, you know? I mean, could you imagine doing that in real life? You know, it's absurd.
I mean, if a girl wants to live out the fantasy of 50 Shades of Grey, I mean, in the movie, the guy makes the girl sign a contract. So,
by the way, I hate to tell you, but that's actually very, very interesting, and you're right. That is true. It was even more emphasized in the book. They actually showed the contract, and he literally negotiates with her, you know, whether they're going to use nipple clamps and how big the dildos can be and anal beads and all this other shit. I mean, it's really, really spelled out. Now, women say, oh, that's not romantic or whatever. But, I mean, there is a certain sensibility to it. You know, if we make sex difficult enough, the human race is going to die out. I mean, you know, a lot of people used to meet in college, and now colleges, campuses are more and more women and less men because they're hostile to young men. People used to meet at work. Now you can't, you know, hit on a woman at work because that's going to be a sexual harassment suit. She's going to complain against you. I mean, if you look at a lot of the Western countries, like Italy, there was just an article, and they're even talking about Japan, for example, that people aren't having children anymore. People aren't coupling up anymore. And so, I mean, if we keep doing this, you know, women think they want this, but in the end, they're going to be alone in their 40s without kids. So there's got to be some, you know, medium.
Many of them are. They're lined up at the Arclight Cinema to see 50 Shades of Grey.
I understand. They get their rocks off for 2 hours, Tom, but then they go back to their shitty lives.
Right.
What would you say to a young guy like this that's afraid to have sex with a girl because she might press charges?
Well, first things first, if it's the no means no law, I really am serious. Just like I tell guys not to have sex with anyone at the office.
Yeah, but so we got rid of the office. We got rid of school.
Right.
So who's left?
Well, everybody else.
It seems to me that if you're a college student, there's girls that you're going to meet on campus.
Tinder.
All right, I guess. I don't think you can have a one-night stand. I think it's too dangerous. The idea that you meet someone and then you're having sex with them that night, that's dangerous.
Well, it is. Well, put it this way. It's dangerous. It depends on how you meet them. It depends on what you know about them, how much you know about them.
Well, maybe especially if she doesn't know your name. If you go to her place, that's a good thing, right?
Right.
Taking her to your place is obviously crazy. You'd have a fucking stalker.
Right.
So.
Vistaprint, 250 cards, 10 bucks. Gray Industries.
Yeah.
Put it in there.
I work for Apple. Senior design engineer. Here you go.
Exactly.
I've got stock options.
We're going to take a break here. We're going to go back. Thank you, Alex. We're going to take a break. And we're going to remind you how you can get in touch with Adam. If you are thinking about getting a divorce, if you're in the middle of a botched divorce, Adam steps right in there and will handle it.
We fix bad break
jobs.
That's
right. So who knows? Maybe you picked the wrong guy.
Right.
Now you picked the right guy. Okay. Here's our number, 901-3000-TOM, to talk to Adam Sachs. 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
A man. A man and his truck. A man, his truck, and his favorite radio station. And come the ballads and the broads. And the bullshit. Now that man is driving around in his truck, in a storm, in the mud, looking for his balls. Over here, dummy. New normal. Fuck.
Devin Bronson is back with us to talk about the black box, but this time instead of him talking about it or my talking about it, many P1 listeners like you have been writing to Devin and the folks at BN Audio to tell them how happy they are with the black box. What are people saying?
Yeah, the email response has been great, and I wanted to share a few of those with you today. One was from Robert in Escondido. He wrote, "After plugging my iPod into the black box, my ears were very pleased. Thank you for a great product and exceptional service." We love that. Next was Stephen Kurtz, wrote us, "My neighbors hate me now." That was good.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep, he's using it. Next was from Matt Hardy in Maui, out in Hawaii. He bought three of these from us. He wrote, "I am blown away. I cannot believe the sound that came out of such a small box."
Now, this is very exciting. If someone listening now has been turned on by hearing what other P1s are saying, how do they get a black box?
They can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com, and they can enter the promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
Don't take my word for it. Take the word of other satisfied P1 listeners. People are buying that black box like crazy. Just go to bnaudio.com, enter the promo code Tom, and get 20% off. You're going to love the black box.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. That is our telephone number, 901-3000-866. Adam's here every Tuesday for our bonus hour, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check my website, www.adamlawyer.com, And you can send me an email, which I love, adam@adamlawyer.com.
Sounds good to me. All right, Adam Sachs, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month. Don't fuck with us. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
He's a smart person.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Very fully digital.
Beer Magazine. A new study shows that a man who owns a cute dog is four times as attractive to women as one wearing designer clothes or driving a flashy car.
I thought you were going to say
dog.
They're gay.
A cute dog.
Four times more likely to be gay with a cute dog.
There's no description of what a cute dog is.
Yeah, okay. Not that kind of. See, that's not kind that Elvis is. That's different.
Well, what's Elvis?
Elvis is like,
What do you say? Not Elvis. My dog's ugly, dude. I'll come back there right now.
That's like a guy's dog. You know what I mean? Not one of those little fucking teacup dogs.
Mm.
Stop it, Timson.
It's an excellent launching point.
It definitely is true.
Yes.
That's true, but I wouldn't classify Elvis as a cute dog. Like, yes. People just love the dog. Yes. They don't go, that's a cute dog. They say, that's a great dog, man. All right.
I think you're hung up on the word cute.
Yeah, that bothers me.
It's only used in the headline of the article.
This must be from fucking England or something.
Carried away.
Let me see. Jesus. It's a study from...
Christ almighty.
Oh, it's in the mirror. I guess maybe I'm right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would help if you looked at the fucking article.
How you going? I am looking at the article, just not who wrote it.
Yes.
Shut up, you.
Here are the top 10 flirting techniques as agreed by men and women in this article. Be tactile with them, that's only 14%. Don't be touching. That's a weird thing. Text them after meeting them. Chatting to someone about the place you're in. That's stupid. Or, like, if you're in a supermarket, take some vegetables, ask them how to cook them. That's stupid. Buying them a drink.
Well, I would ask that question.
Complimenting them on their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Asking someone for help. That's stupid.
Okay.
Look at someone and then look away.
I see that happening a lot.
Teasing someone. Apparently 32% just start teasing someone. Hey, you call that a fucking cute dog? Paying someone a compliment, and apparently number one, 50% of the people said making and maintaining eye contact is really where it's at. Don't be looking down at the floor.
You have great shoes.
You got beautiful shoes. I noticed you.
I
touched the sidewalk.
I had a hundred on me somewhere. Hold on.
Someone named Chelsea G. Summers writes a piece in The Guardian about period sex and how it shouldn't be taboo in Hollywood. It should be more. There should be more period sex on film. I guess there's a scene in 50 Shades of Grey, some tampon scene or something. I don't know.
Oh, I thought they meant like in the 1800s or something like that.
No. We're talking fucking blood, baby.
Get dressed up like one of them flappers in the 20s.
You've embarrassed everyone.
Congratulations.
You've embarrassed everybody.
Yeah. She writes this whole big piece about, everybody should get it on with the bloods on the sheets.
She's right. I really don't care. That's what black towels are for. Who gives a fuck?
Count me out, champion.
Oh, sorry.
That's where I draw the line. Don't you talk about my dog that way.
Okay, you have a cute dog. Does that make you feel fucking better? See what I'm saying? Exactly. There you go. I rest my case.
Jeez. California teacher facing accusations of sex with a 15-year-old student. Female teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Male student. Another one.
Let's see what our girl looks like, and I'll tell you how much time she's going to get.
Not
terribly bad. She's going to slap on the wrist.
Sure. White, blonde, all the ones that get away. That's what they do.
Yeah, she's going to get away with it.
Yeah. I guess the kid just, like, spilt it, everything. I mean, 100%. As soon as the cop started asking questions, he's like, yeah, no, we've been banging forever.
Here she is. Here's her Social Security number. This is where she can
right,
be found.
Here are the text messages. This is
sorry.
Where we met. This is how many times we fucked. Here's the oral copulation. Boom, 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 boom.
The hell are you sorry about? Right. Dude, you just got some.
Yeah.
You got an A in the class, and you got banged. Hello?
Yes. Finally, a pig alert for you. It's actress Ashley Benson at Fashion Week in New York wearing a plunging fucking neckline. And if you haven't seen her breasts before,
holy
they
crap,
apparently are very, very, very natural.
She has a Kate Upton-esque look
she
to her.
Does,
I like it.
Doesn't she?
Man.
Doesn't she look great there?
I got
to ridiculous.
Show up at this Ben's Fashion Week.
Right.
Something's going
yeah,
on
I
there.
I think that's for high rollers, though.
No, I can. I roll very high, believe me.
Your pants,
I'm high a lot.
Pants roll.
Stop it.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Shut up, you.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. COSTLO. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow, C-O-S. T-L-O.
This is the new normal.
Let me just say this.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, sola mia.